'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? No miniature sleigh, nor 8 tiny reindeer, no little old driver. Was this all a trick? I didn't see Santa. It was my parents? We all have stories about the first time we found out about Santa Claus. Cure Youth Radio producers Chris Flynn, Jasmine Gonzalez, and Portia Thomas go on a quest to find out who killed Santa Claus.
Man, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was about 9 years old, and it was on Christmas Eve, and I decided to stay up all night.
Probably in the second grade.
I was a child.
2 weeks before Christmas.
It was the winter of 96.
My parents were like, I'm sorry, but it's time for you to learn that Santa's not real. And I'm like, oh.
My parents took me to the store to buy all the presents and made me help them wrap all the presents.
I'm tipping down the hallway and I hear noise.
I saw my dad underneath the white beard and the red hat.
Bringing my Elmo that I wanted for Christmas, and she put it under the tree and I was watching her secretly.
I was on the block, right? And I was just playing cops and robbers with my friends. There was one kid that would always bother me and stuff, and I would be talking about Santa Claus, like, what are you gonna write to him, what are you gonna ask for, you know? And he's like, you still believe in Santa Claus? I was like, yeah, he's real, dude. And he would be like, nah, he's not real, ask your parents, they're your parents that bring you the gifts. I was like, nah, that's not true, and I kept denying it.
And they're like, we thought you knew. And I was like, no, I just found out today, my friend told me. And they're like, oh, Eric.
And she said Santa Claus, a make-believe man, should not get credit for her buying us her gifts.
I got so mad at her that I didn't even talk to her for a week because I was so mad.
Because I had my hopes up that I was going to see him that year.
And then I just told my brother just to kill it for him too.
Anything else?
The Easter Bunny's a lie too.
Chris Flynn, Jasmine Gonzalez, and Portia Thomas produced this piece for Cure Youth Radio, a workshop at Curie High School in Chicago, where students had the opportunity to write, record, and produce their own pieces about everything. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org. Youthcast is the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Be sure to check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening.